6:43 now. It's Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and joining us now is Jerry J-Man Joyner, outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. What's up, J-Man? How are you this morning?
If I was doing any better, JT, I'd need a twin brother.
Well, let me ask you this, J-Man. You've been up for how long now? Are you a wake and bake kind of guy?
I am a wake and bake. 4:20 is when my clock goes off and I'm ready using a little bit of cannabis to help my system get going.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you high as we speak?
You know, I'm high on life, JT, all the time. The THC, the cannabis during the day, a little bit of whiskey in the evening time just kind of helps moderate things.
Well, I got to tell you, there has been a big change with marijuana around this country right now. We're even getting into it here in Alabama as far as medical marijuana goes. But on the other opposite side of that, obviously, there is people saying, whoa, opening the door for problems here. And they're opening up the door for more crime in strip mall areas when you start selling cannabis at every other window down the street. So I want to talk to you about this whole thing with the military now. Yeah, I get it. We're having recruiting problems here. But when you talk about, this woke generation that is pushing, well, we should allow everybody to come into the military and we should be softer on military people. You know, the Paris Island days of, my guys that grew up and went to Paris Island is a totally different situation now. They're not as tough and rough with recruits now there. When they're training them, it's so much softer. Don't you think that introducing, now what are you talking about as far as introducing and loosening up the marijuana rules when it comes to our military? First of all, let's talk about what you're describing there.
Well, I don't think, JT, anybody's thinking about bongs being in troops' backpacks when they're out there on the front line. The issue is the ability for our volunteer service to have enough candidates. 88% of Americans think that cannabis should be legal due to a recent Pew Research survey. So they've had to look at this and say, okay, if using cannabis eliminates someone from being able to enlist, we're not going to have very many people, since our young people have changed the way that they view these things, as has many older people. You know, JT, the FBI, could never have used cannabis to apply to be a special agent. And then they said, well, you couldn't have used cannabis in 5 years. In 2021, they changed to where in 1 year, in the last year, you couldn't have used cannabis. CIA, 30 days. So much of our force is not what we think of in the olden days of the military. These guys are playing video games to kill people now, basically. So maybe that makes them more effective at their job. I don't think it's talking about using cannabis on your job when you're in active duty or any other kind of thing. It depends on what you do for a living.
Yeah, and countless veterans, let's just call it now, are using cannabis instead of pills to deal with PTSD. In fact, I've got a friend that used some CBD oils, not necessarily cannabis, but alternatives to getting addicted to opioids. So I do believe that there's some medical benefit in the cannabis world. How it's regulated and how it's distributed and all of that is still, I think, up for discussion and debate. And you're right. I'm sure that there are people in the military that on weekends or when they're not on active duty, if they're in the reserve, don't mind a gummy here, a little smoke every once in a while. But what are the current rules right now when it comes to military active duty people? Are they drug tested on a regular basis, or is that kind of a random thing and it's not it's prohibited still, right?
Well, yes, JP, it's prohibited, but because we've got this as a legal adult use product in 23 states, they really kind of have to look at that. So in some instances, somebody tests positive, they give them 30 days to come back and see if they test positive again. If they don't, then it's kind of like, okay, don't test positive again. Look at our athletes. All the major sports, professional sports, have now removed cannabis just about from everything. JT, here's what J-Man thinks. We ought to test for common sense in today's time. I think that would be the best thing to test for.
Look, I'd like to be on that panel, too, and let's get together and go to Washington with that one first and clean house a little bit. But you're right. There's a lot of cannabis changing in this country right now, and I agree. You don't want some guy stoned to the bejesus laying there in his foxhole when it's time to go. You know, that's not what we're talking about here.
We don't want him all hyped up on Adderall. or Xanax, or, you know, big issues with these things also. So I think moderation, making sure that there's programs and holding people accountable, you know, different positions, regulated positions like a pilot or a truck driver. Obviously, if I drove a truck, I wouldn't get high in the morning. You know, I get to talk on the radio to guys like you, so it maybe helps my flow a little bit.
Well, it sounds like
Nelson Wright record.
What, Jay, man, let me ask you this. What part of the country are you in?
We're in Dallas, Texas.
There you go. You like a little brisket down there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Well, I appreciate you. There's something to talk about for sure. J-Man, there he is. Jerry J-Man Joyner, host of Weed and Whiskey TV on the military and cannabis. Interesting. Your thoughts on that. What do you think? 205-439-9372. Our